Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio, I've got Lexi Houchins Park. She's the outreach coordinator for Central Oregon Locavore. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Good to see you. Let's talk about what you guys do. What is that, Central Oregon Locavore?
Yes, Central Oregon Locavore is a nonprofit. We are your go-to local food marketplace here in Bend. We host over 150 local vendors. And then we reinvest your money back into our community food education programs.
And then you also have an actual physical place to get food.
Yes, we do. Yep. We're open 7 days a week, year round, over at 1841 Northeast 3rd on 3rd and Revere.
Have you found, or are you guys more in need than ever before because of just the cost of living here, the housing market? You hear about all that stuff. I'd imagine you guys are probably busier than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, with the tariffs happening around, you know, imports from other countries that produce a lot of the foods that we eat on a regular basis, that definitely has people changing the decisions that they're making around food and what is most locally available to try to help keep costs down. We're seeing kind of a surge in the demand for local food with that. And so our mission is to support local food and local farmers for total community benefit. And part of that is making sure that we have a go-to space for them to sell year-round and be able to meet that demand for local food and, you know, put that money back into their own smaller scale operations so that they, you know, ultimately can support us in bringing the majority of the foods that we eat to our table every day.
Now, you were telling me off the air about some exciting changes with, for instance, the bulk section. What's the story on that?
Absolutely. So not only do we have local produce, meats, bread, dairy, grains, etc., we also have a bulk food section. So not only can you shop local with us, but you can also shop in bulk to save money and also to reduce single-use plastics ending up in our landfills, soils, waterways, breaking down into microplastics and everything like that. So we've expanded our bulk section in partnership with the Environmental Center. We've worked with them in the past to create our container reuse program, where we accept community donations of mostly jars, but also some other containers. And they gave us the funds to bring in a dishwasher and sanitizer to be able to put those community donations into rotation at the store. So if you wanted to shop in bulk, maybe you forgot your own containers or you just didn't know that was an option, we have containers on hand that are ready to go for you to grab just for a small deposit. So either you can load up, you know, pay the small deposit on that and keep the jar forever, or you can bring it back, put it back into rotation and get that money back. So it's a really great option. But not only do we have bulk foods, which includes your dry goods like grains, legumes, even chocolate chips, nuts, all kinds of things like that, we also have brought on liquid bulk foods. So now we have some oils, vinegars, we even have a couple condiments. We have ketchup and mustard in bulk too. Hmm. So we're really trying to focus on bringing more options into the store, but allowing people to be able to buy them in the quantities that they'd like in a container that, you know, means they aren't risking those new plastics entering our landfills, et cetera. So, and not only just food, I'm just hammering you guys with the bulk stuff here, but with this help from the Environmental Center, we've also been able to bring in liquid hygiene items from a local vendor here, Danny Naturals, based in Bend. So we have bulk shampoo, bulk conditioner, bulk body wash, things like that. And we also have bulk non-toxic cleaning products So we highly recommend you come in, and if you have any donations as well for those containers, we will take them. Whether it be a mason jar, you know, a growler, some kind of a laundry jug, whatever it is, we will, you know, sanitize it, we'll weigh it, we'll put it out there for people to use. And yeah, so together we can, you know, decrease the amount of plastics going into our environment, you know, just one refill at a time.
Great. Now, you've also expanded your meat section, too.
Yeah. So at Locavore, we work with over 40 local ranchers to bring beef, pork, lamb, goat, even alpaca. And we also work with some fishermen out of Newport, Oregon, who use sustainable fishing practices using just line. So instead of using fish nets and everything like that. So with that meat section, we have the largest local meat selection available in the whole state of Oregon, at least that we have found so far. So we are really, you know, packed to the brim with meat, all pasture raised. Most of the beef is going to be grass fed and finished, unless you're looking for, you know, a little bit more marbling on your meat. We do have a couple producers who are grain finishing their beef. But otherwise, we have a really high set of standards for, you know, who sells meat with us and what practices they're using. So rest assured, when you come and shop for your local meats, you won't have to wonder what their practices might be or why maybe you should support them. We have a bio for every rancher whose products are in that freezer right above the freezer door, so that it's complete with a set of icons that denote how they raise their animals. And there's also a QR code if you wanted to just scan that and learn a little more maybe about the family that's producing your food, and just get a little more in detail about those practices. So not only can you just on the spot learn about your rancher and all the practices that go into how they raise their meats here, but then yeah, also you can enjoy a huge selection of different meats, you know, kind of your whole set of local flavors.
If somebody wanted to learn more about Central Oregon Locavore, what's the best way to do that?
I think the best way to do that is to just stop on in if you can. I mean, our farmers markets are firing up, which is fantastic. Getting to know your farmer direct through those markets is huge for them. It takes them a lot of effort to go there and set up and, you know, have all their foods and stuff out in those coolers and stuff for the day. But for those people who can't make it to those farmers markets, Central Oregon Locavore is a great place to go because, you know, we host the majority of those same food producers in house. And we're open from 10 to 7 every single day. So, you know, we're a great resource to keep shopping local, even when you can't get to the farmer's market. So come on in. We're open every day, 10 to 7 again. And also head to our website, centraloregonlocavore.org. There you can learn even more about our food education programs, our on-farm volunteer program. You can learn about our farm-to-table events and just some seasonal offerings we have. So come visit us, follow our social media, head to our website. Yeah.
All right. Been talking to Lexi Hounchins-Park, and she's with Central Oregon Locavore, the outreach coordinator there. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Give me the website one more time.
CentralOregonLocavore.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.